This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. More than 140 artists in Chicago have signed a letter calling on Mayor Brandon Johnson to address dysfunction in the City Cultural Affairs Department. Carla Estella Rivera is one of the organizers of Artists for Chicago. The group wants the mayor to address high staff turnover in the department that oversees big events and gives artists grants. That turnover began after Johnson appointed Clinny Hedspeth as commissioner.
This is not about starting a fight. This is about saying, in this particular moment in time, we really need somebody that is advocating for us and with us. And that's not the general sentiment that we're feeling here.
In an emailed statement, Hedspeth said she acknowledges the concerns and is steadfast in her support for the sector. Public health officials are closely watching measles outbreaks across the country. The Illinois Department of Public Health launched a new measles outbreak simulator dashboard to track state measles cases. State health officials hope the tool helps mitigate potential measles outbreaks in schools. They say the new dashboard provides vaccination rates for any school, private or public. It will also identify the level of risk exposure to measles in schools if a case is introduced. There has not been a reported measles case in Illinois since a 2024 outbreak in Chicago. State health officials say there are currently no active measles outbreak investigations, but they recommend residents stay up to date on their vaccines. The Chicago Department of Public Health offers measles vaccines at their immunization clinics throughout the country. Cook County commissioners celebrated one of their own yesterday. Former Commissioner Anthony Cazada represented the Northwest side on the county board, but has left for Chicago City Council. Commissioner Scott Britton represents the North and Northwest suburbs.
I was at your swearing in. It's crazy over there. I don't know. Madam President, I don't know. I don't know. Commissioner Scott, I don't know what. I mean, really? There's 50 of them. I mean, they all got to talk. But I'll leave you with this. When you say power to the people, that is not a slogan. That is your life. And it's mine, too. Congratulations.
Cazada is a Democratic socialist. He replaced Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa, who now leads the Chicago Park District. A new Northwestern University and Shirley Ryan Ability Lab study identifies why the brain amplifies or dulls its intensity around politics. The study analyzed veterans, and by comparing people who had brain injuries with those who did not, researchers pinpointed the brain structures that modify the intensity of political feeling. The study's lead author, Dr. Jordan Grafman, says to consider how U.S. Senators Bernie Sanders and Chuck Schumer express themselves.
Clearly, Bernie Sanders is out there. He's expressive. Schumer is more under more control. So we can see, even in those two Democrats, a variety of expression of emotions. And you can find Republicans in the same way.
Dr. Grafman says the research helps to explain how some people's brains become deeply political, while others remain disengaged. Some more things you should know today. A Republican-led congressional committee is calling on Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to testify about the state's sanctuary immigration protections and unwillingness to fully cooperate with President Trump's immigration crackdown. The GOP chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform called on Pritzker and Democratic governors from New York and Minnesota to appear before the panel May 15th. Pritzker's office derided the effort as, quote, another partisan dog and pony show, and said the governor is evaluating the request to appear. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson appeared in front of the same committee on a similar topic last month. Public officials in 16 states, including Illinois and the District of Columbia, are suing the Trump administration to restore access to federal pandemic relief funding for schools. A coalition led by New York Attorney General Letitia James says the Education Department's decision to abruptly halt hundreds of millions of dollars of promised aid will force cuts to vital services. The lawsuit filed yesterday in federal court claims the Trump administration's action violates federal law because it reversed a prior decision to allow states to access the money through March 2026. The lawsuit was filed in Manhattan by 16 Democratic attorneys general and the governor of Pennsylvania. Chicago's annual Cinco de Mayo parade on the city's west side has been canceled for this year. According to media reports, organizers say they decided to call off the event because of the Trump administration's immigration policies. The Cermak Road Chamber of Commerce and Casa Puebla made the announcement yesterday. The parade has been canceled several other times in recent years. Today's weather, we expect it to be sunny with a high of 52, but cooler by the lake. And tonight will be clear and chilly with a low of 36. Tomorrow, we're expecting it to be sunny and cool with a high of 60. And that's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.